Chuckle if you must, but all this jism talk is the important first step on the road to self-actualization. Fuck Tony Robbins. You want to really inspire people? Remind them they've already beaten the odds, so the existence that follows is merely a victory lap to do with as they please. You're a big, fat bucket of whim when you begin this crapshoot life. No need to pressure yourself to do much more than use your time here as the wind down to the only real contest that'll ever matter. You versus a billion other applicants. Don Smith was a good guy, and I owe him and my mom, Grace, everything I have. But I owe my dad maybe a little bit more. My whole life has been a reaction to his life, really, but mercifully not in any textbook manner that ever called for rebellion. For starters, I am literally a reaction, the nut, of his action sexing mom. Also, he worked at the U.S. Postal Service and hated it like a jihadist. Most people hate their jobs, true, but my old man despised his in an Ahab and Moby, or even Eminem and Moby kind of way. He never said, go into the entertainment business, son. He was just a living example of why it was worth taking a shot going after the stuff of dreams rather than simply getting a job. I saw how much my dad hated working and realized he was right. Working blows. If you hate what you do, it'll always be work. But what if you inverted that equation? Dad didn't have that luxury. He had mouths to feed and bills to pay. But after 2 decades of seeing how much he hated his job, I realized if you love what you do, it'll never be work. So I fell in love with movies. It wasn't hard. Dad would take me to see a new movie practically every Wednesday with matinee prices at around $1.75 to $3.50 by the time he stopped paying. We didn't ever talk much on the way to the theater, and we'd already dispensed with our reviews by the time we got in the car after the flick was over. So there wasn't a lot of chatter on the way home either, but that was our thing, going to the movies. I never thought to ask him if it was more for him or more for me, his fat kid who wasn't good at much of anything except playing with Star Wars figures and memorizing Laverne and Shirley episodes. It wasn't just movies with Dad either. My father fed me comedy albums he'd bring home from a car trunk record dealer at that job he hated so much. Red Fox, Bill Cosby, and most important, George Carlin, the master thinker, speaker, funny fuck. Carlin would not only help bridge the generational gap between me and my father, he'd become a television touchstone for us as well. One of my favorite childhood memories is watching Carlin at Carnegie with Dad the night it first aired on HBO 1,000 years ago. Dad was always my TV buddy. When I was a youngster, he'd lie on the floor on his back, head turned over his left shoulder to watch this giant 20-inch console that looked more like a credenza than a television. I'd lean on his belly, propped up on my elbows, wondering if there wasn't an episode of Batman on instead of Bowling for Dollars. Now, if you want to take a whole, like, why didn't you just suck your dad's dick while you were at it? You loved him so much. Shot of me. Go ahead, man. Feel free. I've heard how hard it can be for the limited to appreciate sentimentality. That being said, I didn't suck his dick. Fuck you. I was afforded one last opportunity to lay my head on Dad's stomach the day he died. Seeing my father motionless on a Philadelphia hospital gurney had me bawling. But I remember feeling two other things in that moment besides grief. Number one, a distinct lack of life in what had once been a pip of a guy. And number two, regret, knowing Dad was gone for good. And here, this was the first time since my childhood that I'd had my head on his stomach, and the last time I'd be able to do it forever. We never like to think about the last time of anything, let alone the last time. And since I continue to be a reaction to Don Smith's life, I feel duty-bound to remember the specifics of Don Smith's death. The facts are these. May 31st, 2003, the Smith nuclear family and their spouses went out to dinner, following my Q&A at the Wizard World comic book convention in Philadelphia. Oh, it was a glorious evening, man. Everyone talking, laughing, eating heartily, and enjoying being together. My sister and her husband, they lived in Japan at the time. My brother and his husband lived in Florida. And Jen and I were out in California, so it was rare that my mom could get all her kids together in one place. But man, you could tell they enjoyed reassembling the Justice League whenever they could. Parents loved to view the fruits of their labor, and my old man was no exception. He polished off a filet mignon, 3 Manhattans, and a big slab of cheesecake while the rest of us jawed. And the more we talked, the more he laughed. I loved making Dad laugh, man. He'd get really quiet, his whole body would shake, his face would light up as his eyes glassed over, but he didn't make a sound. Essentially, Dad laughed the way I come, which may be weird for Jen or my mom to hear, but it's true. When dinner was over, I packed Mom and Dad into a cab and kissed them both goodnight, planting one right on the old man's forehead, telling him I'd see him in the morning. And that night, my father died screaming.